I can't wait until tomorrow. Cause tomorrow might very well be too late. I can't wait until tomorrow. Cause tomorrow could never come. Any minute, but I pray tomorrow comes, but it could be too late. I'm ready to smile, but for a long
so what
while,
I meant was what I meant was, and this undoubtedly is no guarantee that it works, you know, because if you with the 18 players and or thoughts or suggestions for the 18th pick in the draft up to the 9 to noon, the 9 to noon scouting combine. You know, if offensive line is going to dominate the conversation, which clearly in the early stages of this new bit, it has, and it probably will. And if my guys in the cornfields were to lay odds on positions, the Vikings would select at 18. You know, even though you have offensive line, tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, running back, defensive line, linebackers, cornerback, safety, and specialist. So it would be a 10-horse race. In a 10-horse race, offensive line is favored. I mean, we're not saying minus 360 here or minus 450, but if I lay that thing out,
I mean, it's American Pharoah type favorite.
I can't
in
say
one of the dirt in one of the Triple Crown races.
I can't say that. I mean, I don't. I mean, American Pharoah type favoritism is below even money. Now it's a 10-horse race. Not really. Okay, specialist kicker or punter dead. Safety at 18 dead. Corner at 18 can't say dead. Linebacker at 18 can't say dead. Defensive line at 18 can't say dead. I've already been told that this is one of the deepest edge rusher defensive line drafts, somebody whose opinion I greatly respect.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it's just a plethora of talented defensive line players, which means you can undoubtedly get one past round one and then have your genius defensive minded head coach work with him. Okay, so I don't make defensive line favored, but I can't in concrete fashion say no defensive line at 18.
No, there's this guy, and I mentioned to you prior to the show, Christian Wilkins out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of three technique, if we're going sneak peek at three technique,
yeah.
Christian Wilkins, what he put on tape at Clemson, I understand,
right.
You know, that is a defense that typically yields
yeah.
NFL talent in numbers.
No doubt.
But he was one of the better options on that defense of a good defense.
I'm not a fan. I don't care, with all due respect. I do not care how rich, deep, or game-changing the defensive line draft is through the first 18 picks. I want an offensive lineman.
Me too.
And if I don't take an offensive lineman, as I will share tomorrow, there's a separate idea that I think people should at least consider. Now, my take as of now, with the right to change it after I steal Ben Lieber's opinion, after I talk to Ben Lieber at the combine and then go steamrolling up to the draft, my opinion as of now is at least two of your first three or three of your first three picks need to be on offense. And, you know, those Iowa tight ends, though we talked
about Noah Fant.
We talked about the Fant bit with Graham and when we were doing a sneak peek at next week for the Gophers or college football stuff during the season. I was told within the last 2 days the other guy's better, and I don't even know his name, and that the other guy, whatever his name is potentially going to be a better National Football League prospect. I'm not kidding you. There could be two Iowa tight ends taken in the first round, and I don't know what the guy's name is, but somebody just kept calling him the Iowa tight end. He's unbelievable.
Does T.J. Hockenson sound familiar?
No idea. But, I mean, when you mock it up 18/18, is he supposed to be a high pick?
Well, I'm not familiar with Hockenson. Noah Fant's a first rounder.
Yeah.
And just about everything I've seen. Yeah.
Okay. So with that said, you know, the steam that you read about, and you really need to navigate your way through this stuff and just stick with the concrete 9 to noon subtle opinions that are shared up to the draft. Stick with those.
Yes.
Hashtag Team Stefanski. Just stick with those subtleties. And we'll all put this puzzle together as one. You know, there you read, will Everson Griffen be released? Will they restructure him? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
With Kyle Rudolph to try to find more cap money. Will there be a Kyle Rudolph restructuring coming? Now, Kyle is philanthropically sound and an incredibly nice guy. I'm not completely convinced if they want to restructure Kyle that he's just going to roll over and say yes. So consider that subtlety.
That might be a thing.
So now, as we're looking at all these spots, yes, my guys in the cornfields makes offensive line favored in the 10-horse race. Can't rule out tight end. Probably can, but can't completely. Absolutely can. Well, yeah, okay, it's a five percenter or less. Wide receiver is a 0% chance. Wide receiver, specialist, and safety at 18, 0%ers for yours truly.
Okay, well, I mean, did you see that DK Metcalf kid? There was some pictures of him on Twitter yesterday, 6'4",
hey,
230, cut out of stone.
DK Metcalf can come with Eric and Terry Metcalf, and we're still not taking a safety at that spot. Quarterback at 18? It may be a five percenter. I can't rule it out. Running back, not happening. That's a 0%er.
That's a cuz nug right there.
Yeah, right. And the wide receiver bit is a 0%er.
I get you.
The Minnesota Vikings, unless they're picking in the top six, will never, ever, ever take a wide receiver as long as in the first round, as long as Mike Zimmer's the head coach. Mark my words. So that's a 0%er. Fullback, 0%er. Okay, so O-line's favored.
Yeah.
So now those are just the subtle nuggets, 9 to noon feels, up to the combine, into free agency mid-March, and then the draft a month and change after that. So O-line is favored. First sneak peek at fresh meat, 18/18, was an offensive lineman from Oklahoma. As I said, because I'm an elite teasing machine, because I'm playing fast right now, because I was on time to work today, is the eyes you have looking at these offensive linemen. It's different. I don't know anything about Rick Dennison. Rick Dennison, the run game coordinator, offensive line coach, he's in the mix.
New eyes matter.
Kevin Stefanski. 9 to noon has been Team Stefanski for a decade and a half. We respect Kevin's approach largely and maybe mostly because Kevin is not an individual who has to have it my way or the highway. Kevin is open to other ideas if he feels that they, A, have better ideas, or they've put in the work and they're farther down the road. Gary Kubiak, that's the wild card in this mix.
Mm.
This man not only has won a Super Bowl, this man has won a lot of games with a lot of offensive linemen who were selected in rounds 3 or deeper. This is the cliched fly in the ointment.
Ooh.
Gary Kubiak looking at offensive linemen. So does that necessarily mean we have to go offensive line at 18 and or second round and or third round? My answer is no. But I still would bet, my guys in the cornfields would bet offensive lineman at 18.
Yeah.
Well, I would bet that. I like that Oklahoma name that you brought out there. There are some guards that I'm excited for you to share. Hopefully they're on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Because my February intel is in this draft, defensive linemen up and down the line, specifically 3 technique and defensive ends, 4-3 defensive ends, and guards and centers. They're all over the draft.
Yep.
You can get good ones all over the draft. Oklahoma tackle at 18. Move the South Dakota kid to left guard. Restructure his bit.
Oof.
Get Big Boy to restructure. A few others. Make a move on an offensive lineman in free agency. Ain't no stopping us now.
Better find that Miami Super Bowl slogan.
Mission to Miami.
Woo-hoo.
Mission, from mediocrity to Miami.
So how I'll be laying it out, and you mentioned the eyes on it, and that's where...
We are guest-free tomorrow, and I plan to stay, unless Tim Miles texts me back, or Boudreaux joins at 9.
We have Lindsey Whalen at 9:15, so we have or 9:55, excuse me.
Sweet.
So we have at least one guest.
We are virtually guest-free tomorrow, which means plenty of time to go 18/18.
Why not?
Because we got to get 18 players done.
I mean, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8.
We have 11 shows to get 17 players done. 11 radio presentations, 9:25 to noon, which means if I have 45 segments during the week with my propensity to be late, you can go ahead and make that number 40.
Yeah.
Just cut off 5. The opening segment, 5 consecutive days.
So let's have more names and let's
more names tomorrow.
Let's get the right answer to this thing.
Great.
Oh. I can't wait. I can't wait until tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow might very well be too late. I can't wait, I can't wait until tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow could never come. I know it could end any minute, but I pray tomorrow comes, but it could be too late. I'm ready to smile, but for a long
so what
while,
I meant was what I meant was, and this undoubtedly is no guarantee that it works, you know, because if you with the 18 players and or thoughts or suggestions for the 18th pick in the draft up to the 9 to noon, the 9 to noon scouting combine, you know, if offensive line is going to dominate the conversation, which clearly in the early stages of this new bit it has, and it probably will, and if my guys in the cornfields were to lay odds on positions the Vikings would select at 18, you know, even though you have offensive line, tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, running back, defensive line, linebackers, cornerback, safety, and specialist. So it would be a 10-horse race. In a 10-horse race, offensive line is favored. I mean, we're not saying minus 360 here or minus 450, but if I lay that thing out,
I mean, it's American Pharoah type favorite.
I can't
in
say
one of the dirt in one of the Triple Crown races.
I can't say that. I mean, I don't. I mean, American Pharoah type favoritism is below even money. Now it's a 10-horse race. Not really. Okay, specialist kicker or punter dead. Safety at 18 dead. Corner at 18 can't say dead. Linebacker at 18 can't say dead. Defensive line at 18 can't say dead. I've already been told that this is one of the deepest edge rusher defensive line drafts, somebody whose opinion I greatly respect.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it's just a plethora of talented defensive line players, which means you can undoubtedly get one past round one and then have your genius defensive minded head coach work with him. Okay. So I don't make defensive line favored, but I can't, in concrete fashion, say no defensive line at 18.
No, there's this guy, and I mentioned to you prior to the show, Christian Wilkins out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in terms of three technique, if we're going sneak peek at three technique,
yeah,
Christian Wilkins, what he put on tape at Clemson, I understand,
right,
you know, that is a defense that typically yields,
yeah,
NFL talent in numbers.
No doubt.
But he was one of the better options on that defense of a good defense.
I'm not a fan. I don't care, with all due respect, I do not care how rich, deep, or game-changing the defensive line draft is through the first 18 picks. I want an offensive lineman.
Me too.
And if I don't take an offensive lineman, as I will share tomorrow, there's a separate idea that I think people should at least consider. Now, my take as of now, with the right to change it after I steal Ben Lieber's opinion, after I talk to Ben Lieber at the Combine, and then go steamrolling up to the draft, my opinion as of now is at least two of your first three or three of your first three picks need to be on offense. And, you know, those Iowa tight ends, though we talked
about Noah Fant.
We talked about the Fant bit with Graham and when we were doing a sneak peek at next week for the Gophers or college football stuff during the season. I was told within the last 2 days the other guy's better, and I don't even know his name. And that the other guy, who whatever his name is potentially going to be a better National Football League prospect. I'm not kidding you. There could be two Iowa tight ends taken in the first round. And I don't know what the guy's name is, but somebody just kept calling him the Iowa tight end. He's unbelievable.
Does TJ Hawkinson sound familiar?
No idea. But, I mean, when you mock it up 18/18, is he supposed to be a high pick?
Well, I'm not familiar with Hawkinson. Noah Fant's a first rounder
in
just about everything I've seen. Yeah.
Okay, so with that said, you know, the steam that you read about, and you really need to navigate your way through this stuff and just stick with the concrete 9 to noon subtle opinions that are shared up to the draft. Stick with those.
Yes.
Hashtag Team Stefanski. Just stick with those subtleties. And we'll all put this puzzle together as one. You know, there you read, will Everson Griffin be released? Will they restructure him? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
With Kyle Rudolph to try to find more cap money. Will there be a Kyle Rudolph restructuring coming? Now, Kyle is philanthropically sound and an incredibly nice guy. I'm not completely convinced if they want to restructure Kyle that he's just going to roll over and say yes. So consider that subtlety.
That might be a thing.
So now, as we're looking at all these spots, yes, my guys in the cornfields makes offensive line favored in the 10-horse race. Can't rule out tight end. Probably can, but can't completely. Absolutely can. Well, yeah, okay, it's a 5%er or less. Wide receiver is a 0% chance. Wide receiver, specialist, and safety at 18, 0%ers for yours truly.
Okay, well, I mean, did you see that DK Metcalf kid? There was some pictures of him on Twitter yesterday, 6'4",
hey,
230, cut out of stone.
DK Metcalf can come with Eric and Terry Metcalf, and we're still not taking a safety at that spot. Quarterback at 18? It may be a 5%er. I can't rule it out. Running back, not happening. That's a 0%er.
That's a cuz nug right there.
Yeah, right. And the wide receiver bit is a 0%er.
I get you.
The Minnesota Vikings, unless they're picking in the top six, will never, ever, ever take a wide receiver as long as in the first round, as long as Mike Zimmer's the head coach. Mark my words. So that's a 0%er. Fullback, 0%er. Okay, so O-line's favored.
Yeah.
So now those are just the subtle nuggets, 9 to noon feels, up to the combine, into free agency mid-March, and then the draft a month and change after that. So O-line is favored. First sneak peek at fresh meat, 18/18, was an offensive lineman from Oklahoma. As I said, because I'm an elite teasing machine, because I'm playing fast right now, because I was on time to work today, is the eyes you have looking at these offensive linemen. It's different. I don't know anything about Rick Dennison. Rick Dennison, the run game coordinator, offensive line coach, he's in the mix.
New eyes matter.
Kevin Stefanski. 9 to noon has been Team Stefanski for a decade and a half. We respect Kevin's approach largely and maybe mostly because Kevin is not an individual who has to have it my way or the highway. Kevin is open to other ideas if he feels that they, A, have better ideas, or they've put in the work and they're farther down the road. Gary Kubiak, that's the wild card in this mix.
Mm.
This man not only has won a Super Bowl, this man has won a lot of games with a lot of offensive linemen who were selected in rounds three or deeper. This is the cliched fly in the ointment.
Ooh.
Gary Kubiak looking at offensive linemen. So does that necessarily mean we have to go offensive line at 18 and or second round and or third round? My answer is no. But I still would bet, my guys in the cornfields would bet, offensive lineman at 18.
Yeah.
Well, I would bet that. I like that Oklahoma name that you brought out there. There are some guards that I'm excited for you to share. Hopefully they're on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Because my intel, my February intel, is in this draft, defensive linemen up and down the line, specifically three technique and defensive ends, 4-3 defensive ends, and guards and centers. They're all over the draft.
Yep.
You can get good ones all over the draft. Oklahoma tackle at 18. Move the South Dakota kid to left guard. Restructure his bit.
Oof.
Get Big Boy to restructure. A few others. Make a move on an offensive lineman in free agency. Ain't no stopping us now.
Better find that Miami Super Bowl slogan.
Miami, mission to Miami. Mission from mediocrity to Miami.
So how I'll be laying it out, and you mentioned the eyes on it, and that's where...
We are guest-free tomorrow, and I plan to... unless Tim Miles texts me back, or Boudreaux joins at 9.
We have Lindsey Whalen at 9:15, so we have... Or 9:55, excuse me.
Sweet.
So we have at least one guest.
We are virtually guest-free tomorrow, which means plenty of time to go 18/18.
Why not?
Because we got to get 18 players done.
I mean, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8.
We have 11 shows to get 17 players done. 11 radio presentations, 9:25 to noon, which means if I have 45 segments during the week with my propensity to be late, go ahead and make that number 40.
Yeah.
Just cut off 5. The opening segment, 5 consecutive days.
So let's have more names and let's...
More names tomorrow!
Let's get the right answer to this thing.
Great. Paul Allen, Brian Heating and Cooling Studios, FM 100.3, KFAN. Go wild this evening. No excuses, boys. Beat those Flyers so we have some positivity tomorrow. Time for the producer to put a wrap on the show.
Thanks to the Paddy Wagon, sponsoring the 9 to noon show wraps. The Paddy Wagon. All right, what do we got here? Scrap heap of sports, trading dollars for dimes. Set PA's phone to Eastern so we'd show up on time. On the roads like a mime, looks like we're screaming in silence, weeping, gnashing of teeth, on the verge of violence. Survive the commute, no need for soothsayers, for the wild we root, so forget the naysayers. Unlike healthcare, radio is single payer, free for doctors, lawyers, and bricklayers. Aaron Gleeman made it to studio, took an Uber, bored with Corey Cove, massively overrated McGruber. 18 looks at 18, clearly it's gotta be O-line, or the fan base will be throwing up collective L signs.
It's not a radio show, it's a love covenant. It's Paul Allen on The Fan.
Hold on to your butt.
I love it, baby.
Woo. Hey, have a seat for a second.
What are you looking at, Beetle?
Temporary lady. You like that? You like that?
So that would be an L for today.
You like that? You like that? Yeah.
We got 9 to noon.
Good time.
If it's good news or money, leave a message.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Paul Allen Channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.